This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Now, we looked at this last time, and we saw that Paul's wrapping up the book of Ephesians with the warfare that we're in. And he says, be strong. That's power, might, and strength that we must get from the Lord. And he said, in the power of his might, that second word there, power, means his sovereign, unlimited power of which he dominates everything. And then of his might, which means strength, force, and ability. It's the ability that he gives us to use his strength to his honor and glory. But he made this finally section. He went beyond and said, what I need you to do is put on the whole armor of God. Now, we're not going to be able to go through all the pieces in this section on finally, but one day we'll come back and look at it. But here's what he said. You need to put on the whole armor, not part of it. You need to put it all on. And you must put it on that you may be able. The idea there is that you may be capable, that you will have the ability to stand against the wiles of the devil, that you will be able to establish yourself firm in the things of God and not be blown by any wind of doctrine. You are sound, and you will not be messed up by the wiles, the tricks, the traps, the lying in wait of the devil. It will not happen. He said, now, let me explain to you why you must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and why you must have on the whole armor of God, which is that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And now let me add to that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not, the enemy is not the people out there that are in our flesh and blood. It's the fact that the devil has misled them or seduced them or caused them to go astray. And they have done in a direction that is causing harm to other people. And so we are wrestling against a hierarchy that cannot be seen, that's affecting the flesh and blood. So we can't attack just the flesh and blood. We have to attack at a different level. And that is the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, that's a lot of stuff right there. I mean, think about that. That's incredible. The principalities, the forces of evil against the powers, those that have the power and the authority to do what they do in governments and any place like that, against the rulers of the darkness. Now we're dealing with the area of Satan, where he has people under him, high-ranking demons and demons all through the planet that are working his bidding, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and its spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And then he describes all the things you put on. You know what he's saying there? Stand, withstand, stand, stand. He said you have to be strong in the Lord to stand. It has to be in the power of his might if you're going to stand. You have to have on the whole armor of God if you're going to stand. Because the enemy is from a different realm than what you're used to. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God so you can withstand. And having done all to do that, you can then ground your feet in and take your stand for Christ.
I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.